Yep, there you go. Okay, just hit 32, which it popped up to 30 right when you were talking there, and then 32 right before I keyed up. So usually happens. I jump in this car and it usually jumps up a few degrees, so I can't trust it for a couple of miles. Anyhow, read 32. Still colder than I expected. I was commenting when I was out at the site, the job site this morning, how cold it felt. It was down in the 20s, and like, man, oh man, seems like yesterday we were at 60. You know, it's like, it's the yo-yo that gets you, because, you know, it's, I was wearing nothing but a long-sleeve shirt yesterday when I left the shop, and then this morning I'm freezing, you know. It's the adjustment. Oh, well, we've complained about it enough to, you know, to cover a lifetime. It's not going to get any better. It's Michigan.
It was in the mid-40s last night after the rain stopped. I took the dog for a walk around the block, made her hustle, and I didn't have all my winter garb on. I think it was in the middle-40s, and it wasn't too bad, so it must have dropped. You know, now they're calling for warmer weather again, but I'm almost to the point right now where I really don't believe any weather forecast. You know, yesterday doom and gloom and spotter activation may be needed, and you're in a level 2 area of tornadoes and severe thunderstorms and everything else, and nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, I'm starting to question, you know, reliability. And what gets me most about all of this stuff is, you know, the more you're wrong, the less credibility you have when you're right. And I just, you know, I don't know if there's an answer. I don't know if it's a funding thing. I just don't know if it's, you know, the way the climate is changing. You know, I'm not saying, you know, climate warming or anything else like that. But I'm just getting amazed how wrong they are